Hallelujah. You know, it's very easy for a man to miss God. It's very easy for a man to miss God. The Bible speaking says God is spirit. The way of spirit is different from the ways of men. What do you do when you are expecting a visitation from a spirit? Because a lot of preparation is required for you to have an encounter with the spirit. A lot of preparation is required for you to be able to pick up that which a spirit is offering you. God is what? Spirit. There are several platforms, so many platforms, that can be engaged to reach man. So many platforms. His emotion, his mind, his flesh. Hallelujah. So many platforms. But you see, there is a way a spirit operates. And there is a way to expect a touch from a spirit. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you are praying and he's passing by and you don't know. You are engrossed in your prayers. And you do not know that the best you can do is to pray. It's God that can answer prayer. Sometimes, in responding to your prayer, He wants to give you an instruction. And because you do not know that His spirit, you don't know the way He operates, and there is an expectation that you have in your mind concerning how you are expecting Him to show up. That alone has disqualified you. And so many of us have not been able to go beyond the altar court. Even though you are praying in tongues, you are making power available, but you cannot touch that power. God is Spirit. For many years, I prided myself in the number of hours that I could stay praying in tongues. When I prayed for long, I noticed I had utterance to preach the Word of God with potency, power. And I was satisfied with that. But the day I met the Holy Ghost, I was not praying. The day I met Him, I read some things and I was meditating, trying to understand what high words are these. There was a personality there that could pick my thoughts and respond to me as I was thinking. As I asked the question, what high words are these? It's as if you have been waiting for a moment for me to look to the hills, expecting help. Sometimes you pray in tongues and you're looking. No, you don't know His Spirit. He's not going to reach you in the flesh. He's going to reach you in spirit. He will release something into your spirit, activate something from your spirit that will manifest in your mortal body. Hallelujah. And I was contemplating the depth and the glory of the Word of God. And suddenly He began to whisper and began to give me understanding. Suddenly I realized that the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9 and 10 is in the Bible. Alright? But it's not just in the Bible. That day as I met Him, He gave me Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9 and 10 as a possession. I own that corridor. You see, when you encounter spirit, He makes that which is general, He makes it your possession. You can quote that scripture. I don't have any problem with you, but I own that scripture. That scripture talks about my destiny. That scripture talks about me. I own that corridor. That's a summary of what I was born to do by the grace of God. No man can do that. Only a spirit can give you a heritage that is spiritual, that is not of this world. From that day, I realized, because I've been to Bible school, where I've been into all kinds of discipleship programs under tutors and governors. Hallelujah. But what happened to me that day was not a discipleship training program. It was a touch with God. Hallelujah. And what happened to me was not covered in my Bible school notes. I didn't know that God could walk into a man's room and speak with him. So after that experience, I did not know what I did that attracted His presence. And because of that, I became a wanderer, seeking Him again, that He will come again. There were many times in scripture, especially in the Psalms and the prophets, where they sought God after the manner of His previous appearances. You see, awake, awake, O arm of God. Awake as in ancient times. So they had an experience at hand on the basis of which their expectations had its foundation. Hallelujah. It took me time before I realized that the things we read in scripture are actually testimonies about a realm of reality, a realm of existence, a life. And through scripture and through the desire that precipitates upon our heart when we see the glory of the things captured in the Word of God, and we seek the experiences of those things, the scriptures become gates to spirit dimensions, and it leads us into the very realities that the scriptures testify about. Hallelujah. Then my Christian life changed. I was no longer trying to fit into the description of a Christian as revealed to me in Bible study, in discipleship. I had met God and I began to walk with Him And as I began to walk with him, the things that taught me in discipleship class began to happen in my life. Just in case you attend a Bible study and you are going for discipleship, I show you a mystery. The only possibility of those things becoming real in your life is that you find God and you follow him. Now, are you with me? Went to Bible school, graduated. I was very proud. And I was mixing that with ministry. And in the block of Christianity where I'm from, being proud wasn't wrong. Because most of our heavy men had it in them, and it was as if it was uniqueness. Alright? But see, when I began to walk with him, the first thing he pointed out was the pride. You can't journey with me with this matter. That was the first thing he pointed out. Not about how to spend money, not about any other thing. It was pride. And he kept working on that. Because of that, in order to help myself, you know, those days I had some suits as soon. And when I entered the bank one day, and as I appeared, Jesus, the bank stood still. They had to watch this guy. And when I got to the table of the receptionist, my tone changed. It became American too. By the time I finished acting, when I went back, I had to give all those suits out. Because it triggered something. Now, it was not a preacher that asked me to give it out. In following, you see, there was a realm that he was taking me, and I became conscious of my lack. Are you with me? Today, you will hear his voice. Today is dedicated to him. You will hear his voice. Then I thought that God visits only when he wants to. So I walked with that for a long time, fast pray, just expecting that one day he will show up. And his visitations were very sparse. The time came when I realized that God was a perpetual continuum. The Bible says in him there is no variableness and there is no shadow of turning. It was me that switched off, not that God stopped transmitting. Are you with me? Pride was touched. The desire for fame was touched. Then the purity of heart to serve his will began to grow. The Bible school teachers did not instruct that. This was an experience I was having. Even though it was similar to what we were taught, I did not arrive at those experiences by receiving teaching. I arrived at those experiences by encountering what? God. There was a time like that, after any small thing that happened, I'll lose my peace. And I told God, I said, it's too difficult to serve you. At when will I stop making mistakes? Because after preaching, I'll just be going home, the peace goes. It means I've said something I was not supposed to say. I go somewhere and I share with people, they are blessed. I'm going home, I go without peace. Then I saw that God was teaching me to understand how sensitive that personality called the Holy Spirit was. In walking with him, your talking pattern will change. And if you are not conscious of that, you will never carry him on your life 24 hours in a day. Some of you are struggling with some yokes of the devil. Let me advise you. The proper way to be delivered from yokes is not even attending a miracle meeting. It's submitting yourself totally to serve the will of God. The jealousy of God will protect you. Yokes will break out today. But I'm telling you the truth. Then the scriptures came alive. There are many scriptures that I've never taken time to study before. But because I've worked with him to the place where the reality of that scripture was born in the spirit, when I begin to talk about it, to look as if I was there when it was written. And so the Bible says it's not by power. It is not by might. It is what? By my spirit. Your flesh cannot sail you through. There is a work of the Spirit of God that will cause you to mount up with wings like eagles. One of the things that you will need in order to trap him down around your corridor is that you must learn how to bring your heart and your mouth into partnership. Many of you prayed a lot of things that you didn't mean from your heart today. God began to teach me and to show me how I waste my time in the futility of spiritual exercises without fulfilling the spiritual laws that govern those exercises. If you want to attract his presence, mean what you say and say what you mean. I'm just teaching you how to worship, because we have not achieved worship yet. What we did is mechanical. There was music, so no, not for a spirit. For men, that will pass. But for a spirit, the alignment of heart is what will draw his virtue, his power. I want you to rise again. This time, close your eyes. Because it takes practice. You know, I need to teach us worship. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen somebody worshiping an idol? Okay, maybe here in this part of the world, shrines are not in open sight. But in my own side, where I'm coming from, when you visit a man's house, the shrine is close to the entrance. So you can be passing by his communion. And we have seen sometimes where the people communing in those shrines, they transgressed with their utterances, and the spirit, he locked them down till evening. They entered the shrine in the morning, but because of the transgression of tongue, they were locked down. There is an alignment of heart and mouth that brings it. Because David said that at home I want to experience that presence that I normally experience in the sanctuary. And God began to teach me that the first thing you need to do is that there must be alignment between what? Your heart and your mouth. That's how to seek God. If I want to find his will now, I will kneel down and I will switch off every other thing. Make him large within your heart. And when that point comes, when it's only him you see, you do not see anything else, he will show up like light. And 1,000 times he will show up. Then I saw that scriptures were testimonies. Testimonies of a reality. Of a realm. Of a God. Of his ways. Of his manifestation. And he will come close to you today. Now, so I want you to follow the protocol. Because you are not used to it, I will request that you close your eyes. Aha. Now, wait. Did you feel that wind that came? Now, I can stand inside of that wind and make a commandment, a proclamation. Then it will change the scope of the service. A service can go 10 different ways in 1 hour. A lot happens when earth fuses with the heavens. First of all, God releases the spirit of faith. That's the first installment of his release. And the spirit of faith makes us or gives us the ability to say the things that God is saying. You know, in a service you are preaching, there's a wide range of what you can say. But when the spirit of faith comes, you cannot just say everything. You say what God is saying. The words will drop. The utterance will register in your heart before your mouth picks it. Then you know that your heart has capacity to speak. Your heart speaks. But utterance is granted to your vocal cord. So if what your mouth does is just to speak, then your heart has done that. The purpose for utterance is to create that which the heart has spoken. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, the Bible says. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. He creates it. The spirit of faith comes upon you. That's the first installment. That's the first bridge. The gangway reaches right into your heart. Words precipitate therein an utterance, divine power to utter as God utters is also released. At that point, we are fused. We are no longer many people. We have become one man. Hallelujah. And because we are uttering the voice of God, it happens to be that angels do not ride but on the word of God. So angelic activity begins to intensify. Begins to what? So that wind that came is one of the wind angels. It comes like a wind. And if you are sensitive, you have the gift of discernment of spirit, you can actually sense them come, or you see them come. There is a world, a place he wants to take us. In the land there is defeat, there is mourning, wasting and worry. But when we come into his presence and you know how to access it, then you become really free. Aha! Another angel just came. You see, you can actually bring this. We took 120 people to bring the very Holy Spirit out of heaven. I prayed for long. God, we want healings and miracles, signs and wonders. For long, he didn't answer me. You know what he kept saying? The harvest is ripe. Oh, deliver us. I said, that's not why I'm here. We have a miracle service this evening. We need men delivered, men healed. He said, what? The harvest is ripe, but deliver us a few. Then when I left my own prayer point, I began to praise prayer point. He said, I will not only heal, but I want to release the ability for men to have to heal. Because the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. Some of you that God will heal today is so that you can have confidence to pray for other people to heal. Pokele, 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 ma, 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 ma. Sina na pore ne kaina bore na. Sina ne makori amane seka mundi. Sina mama late muzimani ne. Align your heart, mean everything you say. If you ask him, come, keep saying it, come. Keep saying, he will come. He will come. Your voice echoes in the spirit. Then the heart from whence that utterance is coming, heaven peeps into it. And if it comes from the depths, for the Bible said, deep calleth unto deep. If it comes from the depth of you, then it will reach the depth of heaven and make demand upon it. Come to us, O God. Open thy vista, peep into the hearts of your people. Let him that is desperate, him that seeks your hand genuinely from the depth of their being, let such receive your attention today. Sailamo rakamba sike mufalero kumbria fasama kanda sorende sabakambo sakukapala. May he enlarge within you. Enlarge like the dawn of the morning, when the first rays of light begins to spread the coverings of darkness. May he enlarge within you, and may you see today that all things are possible to him that believes. Dirama, 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 sailamo. Amela, lela, baba, la, mela, sabela, baba. Utter words, choice words to him. Dirama, kera, mita, sailamo. Choice words to him. Choice words to him. The devil said you are finished. The devil said that you have come to the end of the road. But if only your eyes can be quickened to see this might, this power, this God, his light, his brilliance, his radiance, and the light of his countenance. If only you can have a glimpse. Oh, 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 oh. If only you can have a glimpse, you can have a new liver, a new womb, new blood in your bloodstream, a new genotype. If only you see the brilliance of that light, the vastness of his reality. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Your wings, for unto thee shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Yea, Makoma.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. 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 Mama. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh. We give you praise, Lord. Hikamo Harimama Masantaba Hikamo Isamera Korye Bakorema. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you all the praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Yeah, we give you praise. We give you praise. Hey, Lamo. Hey, Lamamo. Hey, Kamamane, Lababale. Hey, Naposama. Hey, Yabakale. We give you praise. Yako Papana. Yako Papana. I come up, Sade, we give you praise. We give you praise. Sigabo, we give you praise. Shamene Kabo Zamina, we give you praise. Oh. We give you praise. Oh, Benai, Sakobe. We give you praise. 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 Higher, higher, higher. Oh, God, I'm alive. Yeah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. When your heart begins to respond, Realms begin to open. Portals open. Corridors open. A point comes when your spirit opens and deep begins to call to deep. Your eyes begin to see in the realm of the spirit. Have you seen that light? Have you beheld that power? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your heart begins to open. The corridors are made accessible. The angels that guard secret places are called off. Entrance is granted. Entrance is granted. Entrance is granted. God is leading some people through some corridors right now. He's leading them. Entrance has been granted. Entrance. 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 There is entrance in the spirit. There is entrance in the spirit. Kove Sahila. Kove Sahila. Kove Sahila Marakam Braskemo. Kove Sahazaila Makunde. His mighty power locks upon your heart so that he can take you on spirit transport from place to place in the realm of the spirit. Causes your eyes to see things. He said, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. If you can, you may be seated. We have now achieved worship. That's the first stage. That's the first stage. That's what it means to mount up with wings like eagles. You gain ascendancy to the high places of the spirit. You don't do that in the flesh. When you get to that high place in the spirit, faith becomes natural. Because faith is the natural disposition of people that function in that realm. Faith is not achievable in the flesh. There must be a stirring of the supernatural realm that you are brought into to furnish and to substantiate the reality of things that you are interfacing with. That's what faith is. And when it rests upon you, your spiritual senses are quickened. Testimony is born by the witness of the Holy Ghost concerning things that you have not seen. Hallelujah. Every time we worship, we must get to that point.
Hallelujah. We must get to that point. That's where it happens. The scriptures testify about those realms, those realities. That's supposed to be commonplace in our walk with God. When I began to walk with God, what I found was different from what I was taught. There are depths in God beyond speech and words. Depths in God that can only be experienced. For instance, the Bible speaking about Jesus, hallelujah, when the 70 returned from the apostolic mission, he gave them a charge saying, preach the kingdom, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. And the Bible reveals that when they returned from their mission and laid bare their testimony about the things that took place, when the name of Jesus was mentioned, it was great. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. That aspect is not covered by doctrine. That is a spiritual experience. He lived in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And scriptures became silent as to what it means to rejoice in the Spirit. When those points come in scripture, it's held up. You know why? You must experience it yourself. Have you been there before? I've been there. For 14 days, when I come back from work, come into my room, and I begin to pray, suddenly a fire stands in my room for 14 days. Is it covered by Bible school notes? And I was wondering and asking, and there was no insight granted me into the things that were taking place. I had to start calling some of my friends that are prophets. Hey! Has God not spoken about me lately? And you know, in order for God to be sovereign, He didn't visit any of them concerning the matter. And I've come to realize when spiritual things open and your understanding is unfruitful about them, it means God is calling you to prayer. And actually, sincerely, I was not ready for marathon prayer at that time. He kept coming. And I started pushing gradually. I began to push gradually. You see, you will be very shallow without spiritual experiences. Very shallow. The hand of God that will be coming today will be doing multiple things at the same time. God was trying to make me understand that a realm had opened. And when a realm opens, it's not doing it for fun, because it's possible for you to encounter a realm and miss the impact of that realm. Spiritual things are more slippery than natural things. For every new impartation that is received by a man, his lifestyle is going to change a bit to accommodate, to make room and make capacity for that deposit of God that God has bestowed. Something opened up. Something was released. Hallelujah. Trying to search into it, and the corridors were veiled. When you press in and you cannot gain entrance, it means that there are cherubims that are veiled. Do you remember what happened in the book of Genesis? Are you with me? God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, and he kept what? A cherubim and a flaming sword to block the pathway that leads to the tree of life. That tree of life was available, but it was no longer accessible. It was veiled at that point. Now, so there are sometimes when you journey in the corridors, you now meet some things that are veiled. You try to enter. You are touching their reality. There is a move of God on your life. There is an anointing stirring on your head, but you want to find out. And
is veiled. Hallelujah. That means you need to add some spices to your prayer. Your prayer alone cannot open that corridor. You must add some what? Some spices to make it effective. Somebody saying, Pastor, where did you get this one now? I got it from Jesus, from the book of Revelation. The Bible says that the vials were open, and the orders that came from them were the prayers of the saints. That also. Are you with me? The Bible spoke about a mighty angel that did what? He mixed those odors with what? With much incense. Not just incense, with much incense. He was spicing the odors to make it more effective. The prayers that the saints were offering was not sufficient to bring about a change in the earth. It will not topple the balance of equilibrium. So in order to help those prayers gain stature in the spirit realm, so that when they are placed in the balances, it can weigh more than the voice of darkness. The prayers had to be mingled with what? With much incense to make it effective. And that is talking about the heavenly ministry of Jesus. I learned that from him, from his priesthood. And I found out that some things are sealed that God has ordained for you to enter. Hallelujah. I had to mix it with some incense. That's when you need to mix prayer with fasting. And if the fasting is not sufficient, as you are praying and fasting, you take a tape, switch it on, begin to hear the songs. First song, first track, second track. There is a song that the anointing of God will be upon. Not every song. Have you realized that in a track, a Christian... Seeking God is deliberate. And you are going to have to be creative, very creative to find him every day. Because he's not in the same spot. You find a song that the anointing is upon. And you drink it into your being. You keep quiet and allow it to minister. You rewind. What you are doing is that the anointing on that song is actually a vehicle. Are you with me? You are not with me. It's a vehicle. That vehicle carries the power to transport you in the spirit. Have you heard that witches disappear from here? They can only do that in the spirit. And when it is done in the natural. Are you with me? I say, are you here? When a messy man gets himself loaded with charm, it's not everywhere he can disappear. But if he's in the corridor where that charm is very effective, he can disappear there. Are you with me? That song, the anointing on that song, is a gangway. It's a vehicle that is intended to lead you to a high place in the spirit. Jesus said, the Bible said concerning Jesus, that he knew that he had come from God and that he would be what? Going back to God. So anywhere that song came from, the song can take you back to that place. So if that song came from the heights of glory, as you lean and allow it to minister to you, it will be taking you to where sometimes your prayer, your tongues won't take you there. So you ride. That's the transport mode. That's the first thing that was revealed in the book of Revelation chapter 4. There was a voice that came from heaven, come up hither. And then there was transport. And the Bible says, immediately I was before a throne. That's the transport mode of the Spirit. It takes you to high places. It's as if... Hallelujah. I'm still exalting. I've not started
I will show you just two scriptures, then we'll begin to pray. I'm exhorting now. Have you read that scripture in the Bible where the Bible talks about the high praises of God? Let the high praises of God be upon their lips and the two-edged sword in their hands. High praises doesn't refer to singing loud and then beating hard on the drum. Hallelujah. It is a vehicle that takes you to places high. And the reason why it can take you to high places in the spirit is because it came from there. So it can take you back to where it came from. And as you ride on it, sometimes you can pray in tongues and pray in tongues for long and you don't go high. You don't go to high places. You are pegged on a spot. I cannot explain why it happens like that sometimes. But the truth of the matter is this: you cannot change natural things except you appear in the high places. Sometimes, when I apply my heart to touch God and I begin to pour my heart into words and I begin to touch God and try to paint His face, I appear in high places. The transport mode is enhanced and I appear where? High places. That means I receive grace to mount up with wings like eagles to high places. Sometimes your prayers can't take you there. Sometimes you need to glide on something else. And one of the things you may need to glide on is high praises. A song that comes from on high. You know, the Bible reveals that when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, there are a few things that we do. One of the things that we do is that we prophesy. We speak divinely granted utterances that have divine potency. Now, somebody can come into this service dry in spirit, and as I'm speaking those words with divine potency, it takes him to high places. Not because he prayed in tongues. The environment of my spirit affected him because of those utterances. Are you with me? Now, this little worship we did, you went high. You know what happened? Okay, no, let's leave. So you can go there when you ride on an utterance that enters into the core of your being. Sometimes you go there to high praises. Especially in warfare, you need to be high to fight. And sometimes the high praises of God becomes the vehicle by which you ascend those heights in God. In fact, that's where you get weapons to fight from. Because the Bible says, let the high praises of God be upon their lips and the two-edged sword in their hands. You will not access the swords with which to do battle on the ground. You have to gain ascendancy. Hallelujah. Gain what? Worship is never achieved until we gain ascendancy. Then he becomes enlarged within us. At that point, whatever he's offering, we can receive it. You are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My friend is back. He had been in Liberia all this. Are you still going back? You are welcome back. We miss you. Can we turn our Bibles to the book of Acts of the Apostles? Okay, maybe we'll do Revelation first and then Acts, then we'll begin to pray. I challenge you this day. And the challenge that I'm bringing to you is a challenge. Maybe I will teach on it. You know, now, okay, this April, in May, I'll teach. So I'll give you that challenge in May. All right? Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, what we want to achieve, where is Dan? Dan, you remind me. What we want to achieve in May is that we want to show you how you can practice the presence of God. How you can invoke it. And when the presence is invoked, it's not just invoked for the purpose of invoking. Right? You enter into it. Because Eden is an environment, not a location. Eden is the environment of the presence of God. And that's the original habitat that was created for man. Are you with me? Now, let's do this. Have you seen that scripture in the Bible that says, "Thou will show unto us the path of life"? Now, there's a path of life. Alright? Now, that path of life is the path to assess what the divine life is producing. Alright? It is that path of life that leads us into the presence of God. Notice that the Bible says, in thy presence, there is what? Fullness of what? Every time you see joy in the Bible, it is associated with the presence of God. Every time. In fact, joy is a litmus test that you are in your original habitat. So we'll talk about practicing the presence of God, or walking in it, because I sense that God wants to do something. I sense He wants to do something in our lives. I've been praying about a higher level of the anointing, and God is saying something else. That there are some requirements in that corridor, so that you can carry that anointing and it will not destroy you. You will carry it as if it is natural for you to carry it. Now, so we are going to look at that in May. Practicing the presence of God. Some litmus tests that indicate that you have arrived. Then some conditions of the human heart that is an indication of the fact that you are under demonic oppression. And the state of the human heart that is an indication that you are spiritually healthy. What the presence of God does, how to interface with the presence, how to travel and transport with the presence, and how to release what the presence of God comes with. Now, there are different flavors of God's presence. The flavors of God's presence are different, and that's what determines the kind of angels you can interface with and fellowship with at time, is the flavor of God's presence. Because the Bible says, in one of those times when Jesus was teaching, so many guys were gathered, and the Bible says, and the presence of God was there to heal. So there's a flavor of God's presence that heals. Tonight, you will see that flavor. It's not by shout. It's the presence. But in order for you to bring that presence, release that presence, and see that presence carry out its ability. Alright? Every priest must be skillful in that way. Somebody say you went for a crusade somewhere and the place was dry, no presence. No. No. If you know the priesthood, the realm, that dry place is where you will see power more than the place that you claim is wet. Hallelujah. Now, so we are going to be talking about that and doing some practical stuff. And just in case you have a calling that has been subdued, it will pop up. It will pop up. It will just pop up. Amen. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let me just take us briefly in a few scriptures, two scriptures, then we'll begin to pray. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1. Amen. You know, you see this, our brother.
I am like Elisha. I cannot operate maximally in the spirit realm until there's a sign. Okay, so he can limit me, this man. So I had to call him one day and say, come, see. You are on the ground. I'm trying to fly on the ground. So he had to go on a fast to prepare himself. Then God now gave him entrance. So these days, we are on the same page these days. Hallelujah. God will grant somebody entrance. Now, some of the things you seek, you are seeking them in the wrong places. You are on the ground seeking things that can only be accessed in high places. So God will take you to high places. In the name of Jesus Christ. The warfare in your family, you want to fight it on the ground? No. First of all, gain ascendancy. Right to the high places. That's where the weapons to fight that war will come. That's where the priesthood that can minister into that situation will be revealed. As much as I was raised by a teacher, I respect the teaching office almost more than every other one. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But I found out that it is possible for me to sit under good teaching and never become what the teacher taught. Because the teacher is bearing testimony about a realm. And until you get to that realm, you are not exactly that testimony. And the Bible says we are living epistles. So we are present testimonies about the written testimony. You must access the corridor where these testimonies were born for those things written to become a present reality so that men can see it. A man may not know that it is possible to still be righteous in the midst of the Nigeria of today. But when God wants to do that, what he does is that he takes you into a corridor, just like he took Isaiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. And what Isaiah saw was the revelation of God's holiness. There was no evangelist that day. There was no preacher that day. Suddenly the guy just identified that his tongue was out of line. And as he acknowledged, redemption was in the presence of God, walking hand in hand with his glory. And a coal was taken from the fire, placed on his tongue. Suddenly there was a proclamation that iniquity is purged. Thy sin has passed away. Right there in the presence. Now, that holiness is a reality. You know, those days we tried to be holy. And our trousers went up. And they were, we were fake. God, we didn't have it. It was a testimony of a corridor that sustained the nature of God. Now I don't need to act it. That's my reality. Hallelujah. May you stop acting. And in this place tonight, you can desire the real thing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the people we tried to copy those days were people that have entered into that reality. The way they dress, we wanted to dress like them as a sign that we too have come. You know, those days, the way those people that entered into those reality preached, we want to preach like them so that it will be, this guy too. Because those guys became like the syllables of those concepts. I did that for long. And I even perfected the art of copying. But inside I knew there was death. And I knew that in Jesus there was more. Now the scripture that saved me was that scripture where that rich young ruler went to Jesus and said, what must I do that I might enter into eternal life? What? Jesus said, okay, keep the law. He said, I've been doing that. Hey! And the Bible said that Jesus loved him. That means he was not lying. He was doing all of that, but was he asking for what? For more. That was the scripture that touched me. I needed more. And when God wanted to implement those things in my life, he took me into a corridor. He didn't say a word. I just realized, hey man, my pride can't enter this door. My self-centeredness cannot enter this door. And then a choice was placed before me. Will you serve yourself or serve me? Because every time you go beyond yourself in love for God, go beyond your family, love for God, go beyond what normal men normally subscribe to because of God, life comes out. I never knew I'd be a preacher because I was a stammerer. It was in one of those corridors that I entered. I came out an orator. Something is about to change in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. The gospel that will liberate this region from the stranglehold of the devil is a gospel that has embedded in it signs, wonders, and miracles. We cannot be commentators, because the people that speak for the devil in the territory, they have some signs to show. And that's why they are relevant. The only way to cut them out of business is to provide something that is superior and that is at no cost. Everybody will subscribe to it. Hallelujah. So if darkness is still thriving, we pastors don't know God. But that is about to change. Because the voice of God will thunder from heaven. It will beam forth through you and me. In Jesus' mighty name. A mighty scenario unfolded in the book of Revelation chapter 1. There are two people in this hall. One is from this room. And the other from this room. Now, as a sign. Okay, thank you, Lord. I asked the Lord for some things and he's answering me now. One person from here, one person from here. And the hand of God will descend in this service. Just these two people. And you will be filled with new wine from the Lord's table. Don't say amen. I'm just casting news. There is a wine, fresh wine, that is on the Lord's table right now. You'll be filled. That's God's way of saying, I'm here. You know, he's so great. One time Jesus appeared to me and I said, Lord, what do you have to say to us? We have been waiting for you. He said, this time I did not come to talk. I just came to smile. I'm here. Ah, Jesus, you showed up. No, what? No. I'm here. That's why I came. And shortly after, I was persecuted intensely. And I said, God, what? He said, I appear to you so you know I am. That's why I came. He was announcing that persecution will come. But you'll not be able to run away and deny because you know my reality. That's why I came. The persecution was intense. It was intense. He's here. That's why I showed up. Before that time, when he comes, he brings some revelations. He said, this will happen, this will happen. Do this and do that. That time he just came and said, I am here. And for that year, waves of persecution opened. But I could not deny what? That he was there. Hallelujah. Mighty scenario unfolded in the book of Revelation chapter 1. Here is John the Beloved on the Isle of Patmos. Driven out of civilization. Driven to die. Cut off from supplies of food, drink and wine. Exiled onto an island called Patmos. Because of the testimony of the Lord that he bore. Hallelujah. You know, heroes in our faith were men that were so twisted into God that they could not exist outside of him. Hallelujah. And John was exiled from civilization, from Nepalite, from everything that the countryside had to offer. And he was cut off on an island so that he would die gradually. And while he tarried on that island, the Bible says that on the Lord's day, he was in the spirit. And several things that he never thought
existed began to reveal themselves to him. And a personality that he thought he knew, he was given the opportunity to know that personality in spirit and in truth. It was Jesus he met. And his revelation concerning Jesus was time-based. He knew him as Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet, preached the gospel of the kingdom. But now, he was about to experience a shocker, something that was contrary to his imagination. Here was Jesus, standing with him on the Isle of Patmos. And these were his words in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18. Alright, 17, so that we follow the context. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. In this particular scripture, when you read from the Greek text, the "and" that separates first and last was not there. So Jesus said, I am first, last. Hallelujah. I am what? First. I am first and last. The same time. Now, that's a little bit difficult for humanity to accept. Because by that he was saying, I am eternal. I am in the beginning of all things and I will be in the end of all things. You saw me die, but immortality does not die. He spoke about that here. Hallelujah. It was not the hand of your Roman soldiers that killed me. You know, in crucifixion, Jesus was not the first to be crucified. And in crucifixion, some guys can stay on the cross for about 3 days, some 2 days. And if they want to hasten the process of death, they break the bones. And that applies pressure on respiration. That's one of the options to get the guys to die quickly. Or they will serve them vinegar, which will go into their bloodstream and stop the production of adenosine triphosphate. And that will lead to lack of energy. And it will lead to a quick death. When Jesus was given that, he refused to drink so that he will take the pain. Are you with me? And then when they now came to break his bones to facilitate the death process, because if they had broken his bones, it would have been a soldier that broke his bones that killed him. They found him what? Dead. Nobody dies in crucifixion like that. And Jesus was trying to feed in the gap to make John understand that something sovereign happened. That it was not the soldiers that killed me. I am he that liveth and was dead. It was deliberate. I laid down my life. Prophecy had captured it even before that day came, that his bones were not broken. No man's hand will be responsible for his demise. He would journey the corridors of Hades by his own will. Only sons can speak that way. He knew he would rise. That's why he decided to give himself to die. And he was trying to bring this his beloved disciple into a knowledge that the disciple had no other means of attaining unto except by revelation. And these were his words. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. No human being has ever heard these words before. No human being. The realm of immortality was open. The captain of that realm spoke with a mutter. Even his mere utterances took away human life from him. The Bible said that John fell as dead. And Jesus came, laid his hands, infused divine life, and quickened him. I am first, last. I am beginning, ending. I am Alpha, Omega. I am eternal. Death cannot be the reason for my end. I existed before death was founded. And death cannot be responsible for my destruction. What happened that you did not notice was that I laid down my life. When the Roman soldiers came to break my bones, I was not there. I checked out. Jesus. Our God. And then the lines began to form in the mind of the apostle. The eyes were dotted, the T's were crossed. Ah! So it means that in that day of darkness, Satan was not in control. There was something sovereign. The hand of God, the might of His Spirit was manipulating things beyond what the devil could do. I know Satan must have sat on your household and he has been sitting. Let me tell you, there were many things here, many things that he has not touched. Why did Jannes and Jambres not know that Moses was the promised deliverer? The prophecy of the deliverer was not a secret. The slaves chanted it when the whips came on their backs. It shall come to pass, they said. A deliverer shall rise from among us. He will take us from your tyranny. Because our God has promised. He did not leave us in slavery without a word. Say, He's coming. So it was not a hidden thing. It was on display everywhere. That one was going to rise. Why did Jannes not know Jambres with their witchcraft and sorcery that a light was going to spring, and that light was hidden in flight mode in Pharaoh's palace? That light was on flight mode. Flight mode, and darkness could not see it. Jesus spoke and said, no one killed me. Then his reason, the anointing came upon his thoughts and began to show him. Ha! So you were in charge? Yes. I laid down my life so that I could pick it. But I kept you alive so that I could show you who I really am. I am Alpha Omega. Now, I know you don't see what is happening there. That's a dead man trying to show a man that is alive that me, I am what? Yeah, that's a dead man trying to reveal, say, hey, I am alive. I existed before death was formed. I was there when the light bearer rebelled in heaven. I am immortal, and the life that I have is indestructible because it was never created. I'm not a product of creator. I am existence itself. I am Alpha Omega. I am first, last. And this apostle had to know this because he was in persecution. He was suffering. He felt the end had come when that revelation of the living Christ appeared to him. Another phase of ministry began. Death that was his portion on the Isle of Patmos had to turn backward, because this was not such as could die. The light rays of immortality had been fused into his flesh, and he was born anew to carry on a ministry on another level. He said, write the things you have been spared to be my stenographer. You will write testimonies to the churches. A prophet arose that day because he saw him that death could not banish. Have you seen him? Have you seen him in his robes? Have you seen him in his glory? All nations must see this man. All nations. All nations. All nations. All men must behold him. All men must see his splendor, his power, that nothing of darkness was relevant around him. His was redemption. His was the blood of courage. In the midst of all the fiery darts and everything that darkness could muster, he was still in charge, and his bones were not broken.
When you look around, you see death. You see invasion. Peace has been taken from our land and from our community. And somehow you might think, hey, Satan, so strong. It's because you have not seen the Alpha Omega. Your thoughts have been factored into time and space, into yesterday and today. But you never know that this Jesus is the same, not just yesterday and today, is the same forever. There is a dynamic of God. There is a dimension of God that will still set into this land. You will see it. To know, so that you know that there's a covenant that breathes here. And that covenant cannot be thwarted by flesh, by bone, by blood. There's something stronger. There's something stronger than flesh and bone. And that was what John was being introduced to. I am Alpha Omega. The brightness of his light was like a tranquilizer delivering John from humanity. For as long as he retained his consciousness as a man, he was not about to enter into the revelation that was coming about this king. I am immortal. John fell based on the intensity of the revelation that was coming. Jesus had to lay his hand. For some of you, he will have to quicken you. Alright? He will have to heal you. Quicken your mortal body so that this lecture that is communicating, you have the capacity to receive it. And he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. No man ever spoke like that. No man ever spoke like that. When you read the Quran, there's every reason for you to be afraid, more afraid than to be in faith. Because the day the pioneer of the order was forced to speak the truth, told his daughter, see, I'm not sure of where I'm going. He said many things, but that time he said, Kai, there was a curse that was looming in his household. Every male died. And his daughter came and said, show me the way to eternal life. And he became a father, not a prophet, that day. He said, Kai, me myself. The insufficiencies of his humanity spoke at that point. And the many mysteries and variables that lock in the spirit realm haunted him. He said, Kai, I'm not sure. But we see a man that is not really a man. And he brings an assurance that no man has ever given. I am the Alpha Omega. Hallelujah. If you catch this revelation, you know that HIV will not be the reason for your demise. There is a realm that all of us must enter today in the name of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, according to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, which I want us to open to, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. He said, the former three times have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Please take note of verse 3. To whom he showed himself alive after his passion or his suffering by many
infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus had resurrected. He had appeared once and again to the community of his disciples. But it had not yet dawned on them, really, that he was alive. You know, Easter, the season where we as Christians have dedicated to reflect upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It had not yet dawned on the apostles that he had risen. They had seen him, but they were still not too sure if it was possible for a man to conquer death, because death was like a tyrant that lorded it over generation to generation. And now behold a man saying, I have defied it. Jesus knew the limitation with man in coming into understanding of spiritual verity. And as such, there was a challenge. Jesus had to show himself alive through what? Infallible proofs. One of the indicators that Jesus is alive is in the proof that he can produce by the power that is in his name. Today, if Jesus healed before, he will heal today. Amen. Because he proved that he was alive through infallible signs, undisputable signs and wonders. And the Bible did not reveal to us the feats that he displayed as a proof that he was alive. If Jesus had that need to prove that he was alive that time, in every generation, he is willing to prove it again and again. And any time men believe in his name, he will show himself alive. Now, this evening has been dedicated to Jesus, that he may show himself alive. It's not about the skill of a preacher. It's about the immortal himself showing himself to you alive. And he knows how to do that. Maybe for you, you may need a bodily miracle. He will show himself alive. Because there were numerous assortments of stuff that he did in bringing them to accept that he was what? Alive. Ranging from maybe bodily miracles. Some need direction. Some need all kinds of stuff to show the reality of God around the corridors of your existence. And this day is dedicated to such. His hand will come again. Now this was the scripture he gave me. He opened my eyes and said, son, I will show myself alive. When Moses and Aaron went to confront Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. Now, Pharaoh made a statement. I think I need to quote Pharaoh directly so that I will not misrepresent his conviction. Hallelujah. Let me quote Pharaoh directly. In the book of Exodus chapter 5, just you can be patient for me to quote him. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? That's the first question. That I should obey him to let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. So I'm not sure of this, your Lord. I am vast in the things of the Spirit. I know gods from under the sun and from above it. In fact, I myself, by reason of my vast knowledge, is pedestaled as a god. And his crown that bore the token of a cobra was that he had a power of life and death in his hand. And based on the civilization that was in Egypt, founded upon the wisdom of seven spirits that they worshipped, they even believed. They believed in life after death by witchcraft and sorcery, not by light and revelation. They believed that there was life after death, and there was an elaborate ritual that was conducted after a pharaoh dies. Under the guise that it is that which is ceremonially required to ferry a man through the land of the dead. And the last among the gods is the ferryman. The ferryman, the spiritual ferryman that rides the canoe from the city steps of the world into the bosom of the underworld. That with these spirits in their position, they can navigate a man into ecstasy in afterlife. Hallelujah. So, I don't know. I've been everywhere. I've seen visions of all kinds of stuff. The nomenclature and the dictionary of gods, I have it in my... My wise men are vast beyond measure. So, I don't know what you're talking about. This God of which you speak, I don't know him. And any God I don't know doesn't exist, because I am the custodian of these matters. What was Pharaoh saying? He wasn't looking for a theological explanation of things. He was asking Moses, show your God what? Alive. Show your God alive. And today you will see him alive. That's my exhortation. May I finish the part that is my own business. Now let me welcome him so that he can do his own part now. You see, this is where the preacher stops. No preacher can go beyond this point. The rest of the points is him that will do. Hallelujah. Now strike a chord. Let me welcome him. Now when I welcome him, he will come. And then he will begin to walk. Now the time is 7:30 now. I stop now. Let's allow him for 1 hour. From 7:30 to 8:30. So in order for us to do that successfully, you have to release your faith so that within that time bracket we'll be able to capture his reality. Hallelujah. And everybody will feel his touch and hear his voice. He will show himself alive. If I were Pharaoh, I would have tampered down on my words. By his words, the Holy One was provoked. His waters were turned to blood. Frog came out of his land. Flies visited. Hailstones from the heavens. And their firstborns had to die. Why? He's showing himself what? Alive. Now, if in your case you need people to die, so as a proof. Oh, you don't understand me. All of that which happened in Egypt was God showing himself. Sometimes some guys need to be cut off just in a bid for him to what? Show himself alive. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm seeing this vision. I'm seeing a womb. A woman's womb. And I've seen it twice now. I believe that what God is saying is that he'll give a woman here a new womb. A new womb. I've seen someone that, this is strange, one of your hands gets so heavy that sometimes it's difficult for you to lift it up.
He's stepping into the auditorium. You cannot resist him. When he walks into the land, nothing can stop him. He's removing something from somebody's head now. He's removing something. Something like a cap. Father, let that cap be taken away. Breathe on her, Lord. Kibobobo satabrande koria mamasika. Merahana mambraske potai. God is healing somebody's hand now. I command that stranglehold of the devil to be loose. Satan, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Kobre masia la mama 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 mama. Ibabole meskai la mahula. Thank you, Lord. And I who say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I am so glad.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I am so glad.
I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I am so glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. more time from the depth of your being. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I am so glad. I'm so glad. Yeah. He has made me glad. I am so glad. Jesus, I live with God. Can you sing it one more time? He has made me glad. Yeah. I am so glad. I am so glad. Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. One more time. Lord. Yeah. He has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
Right now. judgment never.
Happening right here.
He has has made me glad. I am so glad. Rejoice, for He has made me glad. Oh, beloved, He has made me glad. So glad. Rejoice, for He has made me glad. Lift your hands to heaven right now. It's like a stream from heaven. Ooh la la la. Ooh la la la. Oh, the Lord will give drink from heaven. He will give drink from on high. Just with your eyes closed and your hands lifted. He will give us a sign before He begins to heal. Two people in this crowd will drink of the fresh wine of heaven. From this roll and from this roll. Father, You said You will serve wine. You said You will give fresh wine as a sign. Ushers, please bring her for me. So that the seats will not break. Bring her. Father, we wait for the second person that You will give wine as a sign that You have come. Lord, stretch forth Your hands. Stretch forth Your hands. Fresh wine from heaven. Fresh wine. Please, ushers, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, please. We keep changing seats and plastic seats. Get. He has made me glad. I am so glad. Lord, give wine. Give wine tonight. Give wine. Give wine. Give wine. Give wine tonight. Give wine. Fresh wine. Fresh wine from heaven, that you may drink and be satisfied. Give wine tonight. Give wine. Give wine, oh God. Give wine. Give wine. Our sons and our daughters thirst, and so we ask that You give wine. Give wine to quench our thirst tonight. Give wine, oh God. Give wine. Oh, 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 oh. Give wine. He's still giving wine. He's still giving wine. Still giving wine. Still giving wine. You may drink and be satisfied. Be wine indeed. Wine. 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 Keep wine, Lord. Keep wine. Keep wine. Keep wine. Keep wine. Keep wine. Keep wine. Okay, there's still one cup of wine left. Lord, from my left hand side to my right hand side, the front and the back. That one that is meant for this last cup, let drink, 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 drink this wine. Ushers, help me. Ushers, help me. He said he'll give us wine before he heals our body. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will talk. Glory has made me glad. Ushers, help me, help me, help me. He has made me glad.
I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has.
He will give you wine to drink. The struggles are over. The struggles, the journeys are over. Now He gives drink that you might find rest. 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 That you might find it. Rest in me.
Even though He's still giving wine. Now, let the Father, those ones that need wine to be free from their soul, so that the pressured soul will be free. Release the wine. Release the wine. Release the wine. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Let no cup be left. Let no cup be left today. Thank you. Thank you. Now listen. There's an emergency. I'm seeing in the spirit. Amalatemo kombreza hila. Imakoba lahabarasi. I'm seeing in the spirit that there is, I don't know whether male or female yet. That's not clear in my vision. But there's somebody present here. The same symptoms that led to the death of somebody in your family have come on your life. Listen to me. The same symptoms that resulted in the death of somebody in your family have come on your life. If it is you that I'm talking about, just lift your right hand up. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Now, those guys with their hands lifted, come. God will not allow us to go further in this service until you are attended to. The same symptoms. Same symptoms that led to the death of someone in your family has come upon your life. Just come on. You will be free today. You will be free. Now, Chief, hold this for me. She has not finished drinking. That's why. Father, in the name of Jesus, give her the full dose, 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 the full dose of wine. Right into the depth of her being. Conquer her fears. Conquer her doubts.
by this wine, by this wine.
Thank you, Lord.
So much struggles in the life of this brother, and God gives him wine as a sign that he invites you to rest if you trust him. So he offers you rest today. Rest by his grace. Rest by his power. Rest. Now just speak to him as you are standing here. The hand of God will come upon you. He will bring you out of the pit. Can you stretch your hands and pray for them? This yoke will be destroyed. This yoke will be destroyed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, find the enemy. Okay, he said we should interview them first. Let's find out what their condition is. So please help me with the interview. What is the condition that has occurred? Help me. Interview all of them. Alright? The congregation needs to hear. So that, because God will do something here right now.
What happened to you? Okay, what happened to the person that died in the family? She died of cancer. So what are the signs that we are seeing? Pains. Go over it again.
Okay, my mom died of cancer about 3 months ago, or four. And the doctor was saying that it is normal. And when mom died of cancer, like that, sometimes the female children has to inherit it. Symptoms. Yes. The symptoms, my left breast. It pains me to an extent. I know, I just feel it. And I know I've been really, really scared to even say it out to my sisters. Because I just feel I will die.
Mimi, what happened to you?
I assure you,
the name of Jesus, that you will not die. That's why you came here.
My elder sister, she died of a heart disease 2 years ago. And she used to bleed from her teeth early in the morning. And her face used to swell up and her legs. And then sometimes she just feel like she's going to fall off. And 2 months ago, I started noticing the symptoms the same. They happened to me in the morning. Exactly.
Alright.
Praise the Lord. My own is poison. The same thing happened to my mother. My husband died. I went to the village to bury my husband. Then they poisoned me. The same way it did me, do my mother until she died. That's how it is doing me. It's walking over all my body. Yes, and even this my hand, as our dad is prophesizing, exactly as he said, that's how he's worrying. Yes. Yes.
An ongoing eye condition caused by diabetes. A lot of the people along my family line, some they will become blind. Some use eyeglasses. I'm supposed to be using glasses myself, but when I started believing God for healing, I couldn't use the glasses again. When I use them, tears come out of my eyes continually, but the eye condition is still there.
Are you on the line?
Before my mom died, she used to experience pains on her right kneecap. And then recently, some years back, I started experiencing it too. A kind of a sharp pain just be on my kneecap, and it runs down. And for a few moments, I may not be able to walk. It will just be so stiff. And that was the same problem she used to have then. So that's when.
Yes, we still have some of you.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for being here tonight. When you see symptoms, I didn't want to come out. But I remember my uncle died recently. And before then, my grandmom that died last time, there was a symptom of this purging she had. But when you see symptom, I know I purge, but it's not in the family. As in, my mom used to have that problem too. So, but when you see symptom, I remember something I was having. I didn't want to share with anybody in the family. My other brother had that experience. My sister had that experience. It stopped. Then it came again. I didn't know it started again. So me, I was hiding my own. She now spoke up. She said, see what's happening to her. I wanted to tell her. See, if I tell her now, she'll be like afraid. So now later, the next day I told her, I say, I have pyelo. That's what I'm going through, but I can't tell you. So anytime I go to the bathroom, it's only me that can notice. Formerly before, I used to notice it, but I thought it's a small thing, I need to go. But this time it was just coming out, bulging out. I like, God, please help me. Amen.
Now, because you were bold, all of you, because you are bold to say it, he will show himself alive. Amen. When the service here on the first Sunday morning, what was that day? Sunday morning, that Sunday morning service. We know we hold Sunday morning once a year. On the 30th of March here. And there was somebody that came, we didn't even know. The guy was passing out blood for 1 year. And she was in the service. And as we were praying, the fountain dried up. Now, there's a lady that came. Her genotype was not SS, it was AC. Never heard of that before. AC. And whenever rainy season comes, she escapes death narrowly. Because, have you ever heard of AC? My God. Okay. I don't know. They say it's AC. That is an intermediary between SS and AS. And it's more deadly than SS. And she came for the service. We were doing our own thing. And she just felt that she was healed. Went back. The dad said, stop all this thing. Took her to the lab. And she became AA. Took her to another lab, AA. AA. From AC to what? Hallelujah. We went for Bonnie's wedding. After the wedding, we felt an anointing. And all the guys that came, we just moved and went to one of the churches of one of my sons in Kano. So I bring your key. Then we went for a service. And began to worship and pray and all of that. The sister is here. The sister, I don't know how she did it. She went and brought her younger sister that had AS. Is it SS? And she was having a crisis that time. They brought her, prayed, spoke the word of God, went for test. She became AS. Now, I don't know why sometimes God changes it to AA. Sometimes that one is not in my hand. But she became AS. And the dad, being an intellectual, felt things like this don't happen. Tested and tested and tested. AS. And the crisis has stopped. Is it true, sister? That's the elder sister. Healed. Even if you doubt today, you'll be healed. Because he showed himself what? Can we pray? Stretch your hands. Let's begin to minister to them. For he will show himself alive today. Some of you may need to verify with a test, no problem. But something more than words will come down upon your life. Thank you, Lord. Osela Vantes Kibre Hebena, Imohabos, Masizela, Mahabraskendoza, Mandandoza, Nikabra Kabalahapa, Sihobre Sete Berekeba, Akumanua Hamana Naski Kopra, Oskeva Pataman Roja Kapatami, Mahesko Lahabraka Banda, Shibabontes Keva Badahampate. Mahai Skyla Man Soke Mahi Lavata Mahai Skepadis Mahai Ske Sofri Nahambata Oros Kadesa Zaila Manule Mehe Kuma Masanta Mamoria. In Jesus' name. Father Lord, I curse the root of cancer in her breast. I command it to be burnt off, to dry up. I command that pain to go in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, the power of God is at work here. I command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to press that place, please. Press it hard. Press it hard. Look for that pain as I speak. Look for it. Look for it. Press it hard and look for the pain. Press it hard. Can you feel the pain? Check hard. Okay. Now, Sedu, lead her to the restroom. Let her go and check. Press hard and look for it.
You are God. Singing Jesus. Jesus. You are God.
You have risen from the dead.
You have risen
from the dead.
Good Lord.
Light is shining, light is shining.
Light is shining.
In the darkness.
In the darkness.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus,
you are Lord. You have risen from the dead.
You have risen from the dead.
You are Lord. Light is shining, light is shining. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus,
you are Lord. You are risen from the dead. Listen to me. that your pile is beginning to disappear. I'm seeing that. Now, I want to tell you a story. Because I see that, did you press it? Did you see it?
No.
You checked it very well.
Ah!
I seal it by the power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh my. Now God wants to give you something. Jesus. You are Lord. 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 You will feel like wanting to go to the toilet, either to receive ventilation. All right. Now we have a restroom there. You just go out and go there, and by the time you come out, you'll be healed. So you will feel that it will come suddenly. Don't resist it. All right. Mama le kosine ende. Suddenly, I don't know how to. I'm trying to be polite, very polite here. Yeah. It will come on you suddenly, and don't resist it. And don't say, "Oh, they go see me." No, see, now you are not. You are on your own now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, listen. I saw that when you went to that village. When it was transmitted into you spiritually, and you felt some things on your legs, because I'm seeing it, whitish in the spirit, and it's moving like that, and sometimes you feel as if your blood is being drained. But today, now Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Kebolani kashkemo. Ikaborosike. Kantosi. I bind you. I bind you. Aha. I command you to come out. Let it come out, Lord. Let it come out. 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 Hold this one. I lose you from this grip of infirmity. This spirit, I cut it off from you in the name of Jesus. Ah, it's breaking now. Lose her head. Lose her head. Lose her head. Lose her head. We release you from this burden, from this yoke. I see some practitioners of witchcraft that have been trying to manipulate your health. Lord, I release judgment by your spirit. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, that from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, yes. 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 Ah, God is releasing your family. He's releasing your family. I command that home. I speak to you. Go. 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 Release her. Release her. Release her now. And just in case you are afflicted with asthma. Oh my. As we minister to her, you are loose. I command the stronghold. Thou asthma, hear me today. Amen. Command you, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now breathe normally. Breathe normally. Breathe normally now. I banish that spirit called asthma. Go from her forever. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Does that belong to her? Oh, it belongs to her. Where did you get it? Belongs to you. You use that. Come. If you are suffering from asthma, you can join now. Asthma is a spirit, it's not sickness, it's a spirit. Breathe in deeply. Out. Amen. Now come, look into my eyes. Look. Look. Carefully. I give you praise. Mommy, you are healed. Now God said that He will give you a sign. And the sign, I saw that there were some times that one of your legs used to pain. There's some pain. Now the leg will be free now. It's free now. Now that hand that you could not lift, is it this one? Okay, it should be free too. Lift it.
life upon you.
Amen.
Life in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Life. Fullest potential in the spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe on this thing. Now 12 times. You'll be given 12 cups. That's one. 12 cups. The river of prophecy is being stirred. Sila Kola Kale Mamoria Fatamina Skebola. Receive another cup. Sahambre campos ketaba ababa baba baba. Twelve cups. Four. Five. Six. Seven. I command fear. I bind fear. Come out! Every form of inferiority, arrest that spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus! Step into faith! And pray for this lady and liberate her from asthma. You will see that asthma is not sickness, it's a spirit. You will see it now. If there's anybody suffering from asthma, you have a right. You have a right to be healed. You have a right to be healed right now. Babo Shekema. I command asthma. I speak to you today and I banish you from this life. I banish you. I banish you. I banish you. I banish you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. What did they say you should not smell? Want to test it?
No, it just comes.
It just comes.
Yeah, I find it in my sleep.
In your sleep sometimes. Okay. How long does it take to come?
It doesn't give me time.
Doesn't give a time. 1 year.
No, like it can just come anytime.
No, frequency. That's what I mean.
Okay, like maybe times it like maybe weekly, then after some time to go after a month.
And this one is not a month. This is banishment. Breathing, breathing. Out. This is banishment. It's not weekly, not 1 month. Now, yes, we have, apart from the pile, there are issues. There are issues with you, Oga.
Yes, sir, that's right, sir.
There are issues. I'm seeing you wearing a cap that was placed upon your head.
Speak on, sir.
Yes, and sometimes it makes you confused and dejected. Is it true?
Rejected.
Yes, that's how you feel.
My family has rejected me. I used to be one loved by my mom, but even she said that she loves me now, I don't even believe it anymore. They call me JJ. Everybody knows me in the family, JJ. I feel like a special person. But now I feel no special anymore.
Yes, it's a spirit. And I began to influence your mind. And I'm seeing that because of that mood, doors have been shut to you. Doors, opportunities have been shut to you. Yes, there are opportunities that should have come your way, but because of that thing that began to happen, they were shut.
I'm seeing that now. And you need to repent. I'm seeing you uttered in frustration once, you uttered some statements and it offended God. You uttered some statements and it offended God. And you need to repent of that before we continue. You need to repent of that. Now, I need to say something. There are some things that is an abomination to utter. No matter how frustrated you are, no matter how dejected you are, the undoing of man is that he no longer hallows the mystery of God. Maybe because you are having some challenges, you begin to utter some things. It goes into record. And sometimes it forms a barricade, a barrier against you. And you need to undo that by repenting before we continue. Alright? You need to repent of that. Turn to Him in prayer. If you have done that sincerely from your heart, I will know. So utter repentance to Him and receive forgiveness from Him for things you have uttered in ignorance that He took note of. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you put your hand on this lady. I ask, oh God, that infirmity on her legs be swallowed up by your holy fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that infirmity be swallowed up by your holy fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to her eyes. I speak to every part of her body. I speak to her bones, her blood. And I bring her under your light, your rays, your healing rays, this moment in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, today to perform a miracle in your daughter. Release her eyes. Release her body. I command that blockage on your eyes to disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that blockage. Now the hand of God is coming on you now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let the fires of the Lord begin to burn. Burn off everything that God has not planted in you. Burn off, burn off, burn off, burn off. Lord, burn off, burn off, burn off, burn off. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. The fires of God come upon her eyes. Come upon her eyes from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and release her from these bodies in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you are going to observe it. You tell us in a few days the changes that you have noticed.
Did we discuss before I told you that you uttered something? Now, you see, there is a door shut at you now. Even if you live here, you can't prosper with that door. You want to prosper? Are you sure you want to prosper? Okay. Now, I'm showing you the way. There are things you have uttered against God. Now, you have to ask Him for mercy. If not, this door will not open. And maybe after 5 years, we'll meet again. You'll still be on this spot. Are you with me? Ask God for forgiveness. You want to make a confession? All right.
There's something that you normally do in the secret. And I believe nobody knows, especially in my house. But even my mom cannot discover it, because I think this is what adults do, or people that are educated do.
Okay.
So,
speak to me. Don't speak in the mic. Okay. Now you are ready now. Kneel down there, talk to God. You are ready now. There are 3 people that have been healed, but they didn't come forward. They're in the congregation. So check yourself where you are. Check yourself. I'm seeing somebody with a respiratory condition. And it was as if God took a brush and began to clean out your respiratory tract. Check yourself now. Check yourself now. Are you the one? Good. Check yourself. I saw that. Now, the Lord has ordained this night for you. What happened to you?
While they were praying, I felt pain, something moving at me in my abdomen. So it was moving, I was sensing that it was healing. So I was still having faith that something is beginning to be healed. But at the point it stopped. Yes. And the one that I normally go to is myself frequently. So I believe that's healing that happened to me.
Now put your hand. If it's you, I will lay hands on you when the power flows through you. If the power flows through you, then yes, you have something to say.
I had a respiratory problem.
Now, did you feel anything?
I went out.
Oh, you went out to ease yourself. Okay. It's yours. It's all yours in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, if the healing power has moved through your body, if we put our hand, you know, he doesn't believe that he is falling. He's trying to fight. He said, wait, see, why are they fall? What they have? You don't have power against this one. You don't have, you can't stop. You can't stop that one. He said, wait till they go down. Wait till that. Hallelujah. You are free in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We cover that miracle in the blood of Jesus Christ. We seal it. And we decree that it will not return in Jesus' name. Amen. I keep hearing this. I don't know why. Aha. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm forgetting you.
Lord, please help me.
Hey.
Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Now, let's just pray in tongues for 2 minutes. Okay, you are released now. Go back. Go back to your seat. Now, let's pray in tongues for 2 minutes. I need to remember something. Keep standing. Keep standing. Those people there. Just in tongues for 2 minutes. For 2 minutes. Okay, stop, 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 stop. There are 2 things that can quicken the voice of the Holy Ghost in you. If you are praying with somebody, all right? Ask the person to pray in tongues. You keep quiet. Come back. If it's you, you can. If you are only, if it's just only you, sing the song of the Spirit. But you have to discern the song of the Spirit first and sing it. There's somebody here with an ear condition. Ear condition. Ear condition. Ear condition. Oh, yeah. Ear condition. Is it only you? Ear condition. Either that one of your ears doesn't perform as good as the other ear, or maybe the ear is not hearing at all, but ear condition. Or sometimes you hear one sound. Ear condition. Alright, now all of you come. Just come. Ear condition. Now, is the condition happening now? Hey! Is your own condition on now? That's my question. If it's not on now, go and sit down. If it's on now, come this way. Ear condition. Is it on now? Now give them a mic. Let's find out what is happening. Something happened to you. What happened?
For like 2 days, I've been having this lower abdominal pain down to my back. It could be very painful. I couldn't do anything, and I'll feel very often to pee, very often. But I came in with it to the meeting. It was so painful, and somehow I don't feel it anymore.
Yeah. We seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, please, let's find out what is wrong. Where's doctor? Oh, that's your work. Interview them.
What has been happening to you? I usually feel heavy sound in my right ear almost every second. I have to hold my nose and the sound will go off. This evening, I had a problem, but in my ear. How come I'm not feeling the sound again? I shook my head. I heard my nose the way I usually do it, and I didn't feel...
Okay, the sound has left.
Yes.
Okay, your own. He has already healed. All right. Now, find out from this one what is wrong. Go and sit down.
Anytime I stay, this my right ear. Normally, I'm not used to hear when...
You don't hear with it?
Yes, sir. It's now does be hearing small, small. And at times it be making noise.
Wait. Now, is that condition on now?
No, when I come to this place, it's reduced a little bit, but I'm having some small pain there.
You're having pain there?
Yes, sir.
So while the service was going on, the hearing was restored?
Yes, sir.
But you have pain on the ear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Before we finish interviewing these ones, I will ask you if that pain is still there. Okay. Doctor, go on.
I used to have a shift in my eardrum. And I stopped hearing in that particular ear. And I love pains in my ear as if there are wounds or boils.
Now, so you cannot hear in that ear?
Boil down. Put my hand, I'll feel pains, much
okay.
Pain.
Okay. Now. Now. Can you hear with it well now? That's my question.
Yes.
You can hear with it well now. So what you are standing for is that the pain inside, let it go.
Yes.
We should be able to verify the condition. All right. Hey, ask that young man. Check that pain. Young man, young man, young man. Check the pain very well. Touch it, touch it. Is it still there?
It's no longer there.
Go and sit down.
Mine.
year, after the incident of this night fire, there's a sound.
All right, we are going to take that sound away. There's a gift called the gift of word of knowledge. The gift of healing flies on that gift. If you pick in the spirit that there's a condition like this, as you are saying it, the power is being released through your utterance. So the healing gift actually flows. There's a reason why I'm explaining it. The gift of healing flows on that gift called the gift of word of knowledge. Especially when you mention a case. Now, word of knowledge has a broad spectrum of applications. You can know what somebody did before the person came here. You can know where the person went to. You can pick his name. You can pick his phone number and all of that. But as it has to do with healing, the gift will have to pick the condition. And if the gift picks the condition, as it is revealing it, the power of God is going to work to address it. And that's the gift that God will give you before this service ends. Sharp word of knowledge that is directed at healing cases. You may not be able to pick phone numbers. You may not be able to pick people's names, but you'll be able to pick conditions of people in a crowd. And it will come strong on your heart. As you mention that case boldly, you have to go beyond the fear, because something will say, what if this did not be true? You have to conquer. You have to conquer that fear. Because Ben in the house had told us while he was still with us, he said that if you are afraid, you are a learner. Hallelujah. What did he say? If you are what? Afraid, you are a learner. So that was the day I stopped being a learner, because I decided that what? I will not be afraid. So when the devil comes and say, what if this thing no work? I say, okay, let's try first. Then we'll consider your question after the reaction. And I bet you, there were some times I stood on massive crusade fields. God gave me a name of a lady, Sarah, that there were demons. I explained that she didn't come out. She was there. Oh my. She didn't come out. She was there. The evangelist was on the altar. I went beyond myself. You know, you have to see, die because of Jesus. And I continued ministering. You know when she came? 1 year later. I said, Pastor, you remember? That's Sarah. Now, so if you're afraid and you say, man, don't rationalize. Put yourself at risk. Nose dive. And allow God to take you into a measure of faith that can carry tangible miracles. The gift of word of knowledge. Now, when the time comes, I pray for you. Hallelujah. Now, she wants sound. There's sound in her ear. This one, pain in this one's ear.
Normally, I used to have a problem with my left ear.
Your left ear?
Yeah, when I'm alone, I used to hear some sound.
Some sound inside.
It's not clear, like this other one. It always looks as if something is blocking it, or something has blocked it.
All right.
It's not as open as this one.
Okay. That's why you are here.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's pray. Can you put your hand in the ear that is paining you? And then the power of God will be transmitted through your hands. And you'll be healed. Father, you said that there were people with hearing conditions. Here they are. And maybe a few more in the congregation. As you touch them, touch the ones in the congregation. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand. Let that pain go. I rebuke that pain. I bind that spirit of blockage. Be bound and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be bound and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that spirit of blockage. Be bound in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you can remove it. Check for the pain in your ear now. Press it. Check it.
Very little.
You very little, okay? You, the sound has not come, so you need to go back and wait for it, whether it will come. Alright? You to go back, wait. And then our next meeting will be in April. Then we'll ask you, you have waited long enough. Did that sound come back? So we'll ask you, no, our next meeting is next week. Abi?
Okay,
next week. You see, so I don't dwell in time, actually. Somewhere. So this weekend, we'll come back, we'll ask you if the sound came back. Alright? You are blessed. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, ushers, let the offering baskets go around. Make sure you cast the seed. As you are casting the seed, I will still continue ministry, so that we can achieve two things at once. Now is your turn. I am serving. Listen. Can you hear that? I'm seeing somebody. Wait, listen. Hear that first. There are sometimes God will allow you to hear some sounds. You think they are physical. No, they're not. A physical sound, you just hear it. Sometimes a spiritual sound echoes. It is sustained. That's Fred. Match, step on the sustain and strike a chord. Let me make an example. Just strike, remove your hand. That's sustain. That's how a spiritual sound comes. It's sustained and it fades gradually. That's the difference. Sometimes angels make such sounds. And through the gift of word of knowledge, you can know those sounds. There is somebody in our midst and it's an emergency. You just realize that you have started reducing weight and you are just going down. It's not because you have engaged in fasting or spiritual exercise. Not that you have troubled yourself in the spirit, but somehow you are just seeing that you are just going down. Going down. All of the people with that condition, please stand up. They're just losing weight. There are more than two people. It's a demonic activity that we need to stop now. You are beautiful. You are beautiful.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Now, sometimes some spirits are invoked, and most of us do not know how to discern when a curse is setting in. What has happened to you is that somebody has cursed you, and a curse is setting in. Lord, I stand today in the office of the call, in the ministry of life, and I stand against the ministry of death. I render null and void that utterance that is beginning to play out in the name of Jesus. Now, can all of you come? Just shake me. There's one of you whose case is an emergency. When I shake and blow on you, the power of God will come on that one person, not everybody. Okay? Don't worry.
Jesus. Hold of the devil is being lifted. It's been lifted now. It's been lifted. It's been lifted. You can't hold it. It's been lifted. The demon is going. See that? This is a curse. I'm just trying to teach you. This is a result of a curse. That's the demon that was released to monitor that curse to see that it's effective. And your child will just wake up one morning. It's not sickness. The doctors won't see anything in the blood. You are beautiful. Enter into her spirit. Enter. Let the anointing enter her spirit. Aha. That's where the cure comes from. It comes from inside the spirit. Today is your day, I told you. I want to see something before I come. Hallelujah. Pray. Ask God which of the alternatives you want. Which one? I need to talk to him. Talk to him. My God. Talk to him. And when the power of God now touches the person's spirit, that curse is broken. Ah! Give me a chance. Give me space. There are many people under curses here. Jesus. Can you lift your right hand this way? Say, Holy Spirit, come to me. Now, Sam, they have cursed you. They have cursed you. Your hands left. Now, Chief Doe, when is our meeting this week? From Friday. The announcement is that from this week, Friday, we're having a prayer summit. Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening. This prayer summit is intended that we will go into the spirit realm and spoil the enemy that is spoiling this land. Now watch it. We are not boasting. But you see, there is a priesthood that ministers to a territory. When that priesthood is activated, even war can cease. Hallelujah. Spoilage can cease. Life can come when death has been invoked. We know that our land, our fathers, have made an option, and what they chose wasn't us. Hallelujah. But we are not defenseless. We ourselves have a God. Now we want to invoke him in 3 nights and 1 morning. 3 nights and 1 morning. Saturday morning. We are going for practical. After we finish theory on Friday, we'll go for a practical. We have seen where the power of the enemy locks, and we are going to remove that shaft Saturday morning. Hallelujah. So it's a pilgrimage in the Holy Ghost. And we'll begin on Friday. Amen. That's the announcement. At this point, the service has ended. If you want to go, you are free. But I, as long as the oil is flowing, I flow. Jesus. We waited long for you to come in prayer. And now we have not used half of the anointing. It's coming up fresh. Coming up fresh. I'm seeing people that are under financial costs. Financial curses. There are some curses that are financial. And when that curse is laid upon you, there's drought. You try. Oh, Jesus. Now, let me show you something. Keep your back. Stand here. Let me remove that thing on your hand. That financial situation. I'll remove it. Then before Friday, we'll see whether you have a testimony or not. I think that's simple enough. Alright. Who can give me, borrow me one handkerchief? A clean handkerchief that I may not return to you again. It's a seed. Don't worry. He has gotten that miracle. Now, as I'm using your handkerchief, ask God for one thing that you want. One. Let me hear now. What do you want? You want to go?
You want God to take you deep. Okay? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that the power to break this curse, let it come on this mantle. Can you see what is moving in heaven? There's a movement in heaven now. Okay. At the right time, we'll be able to discuss that. Sometime, Jesus. Break this curse. Put your grace upon this man. Ask him to break the curse. Ask him. Talk. Now, when you pray to God, the Father of all spirits, what he does is that he releases the anointing. Now, so the anointing is here now. Close your eyes. Now, watch now. That anointing has the power to break. Now, see, the anointing doesn't have anything to do with the man. It doesn't have anything to do with the man. It has everything to do with the Holy Ghost. It has everything to do with his power. Now, God is not limited, but we are limitations that can stand in the way of his manifestation and expression. Now, what is happening is there is a mystery that is working drought in her life. Now, that anointing is fighting against that mystery. Now, you will notice when the mystery is broken, when the yoke is broken, you will notice it. You will notice it. Now, it's still fighting. See, still fighting. See, the yoke. It has lifted. From now till Friday, we'll call this woman on Friday to testify. Bro, you know we use your handkerchief. You will have a sign before Friday. There's a movement in the heavens. You were stabbed in the chest eventually. I'm seeing that a warrior, a spirit warrior, stabbed you in the chest. And there was a condition in the chest that began to happen to you. And the people were baffled. They were marveled. Doctors could not really help. Come. It's a curse. Now, you see, doctors study for 6 years. He must be saying something. Read anatomy. Where is Sonny? Yo. I went to his room to pray for them so that they can pass exam. He brought one book out. I said, Jesus. That's why we were not in the medical class. Some of us would have evangelized and forgotten school. So, God! Well, for all medical students here, God will give you grace to survive. Not everybody can read medicine. It's not meant for me. But I regret that I didn't read law. My God. Maybe I won't have answered the call, so he pushed me somewhere else. Jesus. Now, there is a curse working. It's like a time bomb. But see, we are going to remove it. He told me that when I lay my hands on your chest, please support him from the back. Let my hand touch him very well. Well, support him very well. Okay. Lord. It has taken, this thing has taken 2 seasons from you. 2 seasons. It is written, Lord, that the years that the caterpillar, the cankerworm, the palmer worm has eaten will be restored by your spirit. From your spirit there is restoration. In your presence there is redemption. Restore that which has been taken. Oh, Lord Jesus. You were exposed. You are exposed in the spirit. Now I bring you under cover. I bring you under cover, under protection. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Don't be afraid. All right? God will open your eyes. I'm seeing a prophet here. 1, 2, 3. Stand up. 3 rows. There's a prophet here. As I was praying for him, I was seeing God anoint a prophet. You don't need to believe me. Those people outside, don't worry. I'm with you. Oh, my. Father, in the name of... Can you close your eyes? Two ushers, help me now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that prophet standing among them,
It's your goodwill to anoint, to release, to anoint, to release, to anoint, to release. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you touch that prophet. 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 Now, let your hand become strong. Let your hand become strong upon that prophet. Let your hand become strong right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that prophet. Now, he's coming now. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Wait on him. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Lord, touch that prophet. Touch. 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 Come, look at my eyes. Look, look, look. You see, in the spirit world, there is the possibility of transport where you move from one place to the other without having to move physically. You can move. Just like Philip was able to transport in the spirit realm. You can move. You can move by the Holy Ghost. You can move by the Holy Ghost. I'm seeing right here, right about here, there's somebody that God has been coming to and encountering secretly, and the person has been rejecting that encounter. The person has been rejecting that encounter. Mama tetoko vrizala bakambreka puta mahalia. Now, from here, stand up, stand up. Here, stand up, stand up. This row stand. Then this row stand. Look at me. Just face me. Now, those of you here, you can sit down. Where are the people that the power of God came upon? There was one here. Where is he? Jesus. For the Lord himself, at this time, he fills his jar with oil. Fills his jar with oil. Fills his jar. Now you know what? Go to that rock. Lie down there. Jesus. Father, this one that you have been visiting, that I've been escaping. That I've been escaping. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God. Now let that person's right hand be soaked in the anointing right now, Lord. Let that person, if you look at me, if I sit down, you have missed. You are in the flesh. Don't look at me. Don't have anything to do with it. Let that right hand be soaked by the anointing. Soak that right hand, Lord. Soak that hand. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He'll trouble you. He'll trouble you so that he can release his spirit upon you. Soak that right hand. Soak that right hand, Lord. Soak it. Soak it. Soak it. Yes, he wants to visit you, but you have not been conscious of that presence coming. Oh, Lord, I ask that you descend from the heavens. I ask that you descend from the heavens. Descend from the heavens. Descend from the heavens. Yes, he has heard me. He is descending from the heavens right now. Right now, he's descending. He's descending. Father, soak that person's right hand. And let that be a sign that that individual will have when your presence comes into that room, so that the person will be able to respond to your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you shake me now. If your hand is soaked in the anointing, when I shake you, you will feel it in your body. You will feel it. Something will pass through you. Shake me. Something will pass through your body. You will feel it. You will feel it. He has been looking for you. He has been looking for you. He has been looking for you. Amemora hasi la mamara kapata meno. Obre kapaya la basuka. Kurase kumbre bashika babalanteni ma. Open the gates again, like you opened them before. Open the gates again. Open them again. Open them again. Many of you, he comes. Comes to you. Yes.
He comes to you. He comes to you. He comes to you. You ran away from your destiny. He comes to you. He comes to you. He comes to you. He comes to you. He comes. He comes. He comes. Now ask him for restoration. Ask him. Ask him. Okay. Father, everything that he has lost, everything that he has lost, let it be given back. Sevenfold. Sevenfold. Sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ. Sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Can I have a shake? Just a shake. Just a shake. Oh, Lord. Just a handshake. I command disease to go. Let sickness go. Let disease go. Let the hand of God be strong upon you. I command everything battling with you, battling. I take over that battle and I cut off the hand of the devil. I cut my God, God is taking over. He's taking over. Lord, take over this battle. Take over this battle. Take over this battle. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. In the name of Jesus. Just a shake. Ebola maskila. Haila kuria pasamalate. Koberene tembre spuma. Take her out. Lift her. Some of you experience near miracle syndrome. As if something great is about to break forth in your life, and suddenly, Mama Ketosika, Baila Kore, Kerasku Palambate Bosi. You can come now. Now there is an angel that brings revelation. God will teach your spirit to understand the signs of this angel. Don't be afraid to drop on your heart. Drop on your heart. That's how you'll be able to preach to a large crowd. In the name of Jesus, let there be an impartation, gift of word of knowledge. I command your ears in the spirit to pop open, pop open, pop open, pop open, pop open, pop open. Receive signals, signs, pictures from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Okay, I say I'm sick. Finally, before we go,
round up. Aha! Your faith has been released at last. Lord Jesus, begin your work, your miracle work. Reach down into her womb and sanctify it to receive seed in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon you to open, to open, to open. Aha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We release your baby in the name of Jesus. As we close, and we can pick up. Yes, I want to hear that sound. Mama, mama, you got all the press here, Baba, that have it.
According to the will of God. Oh.
Sometimes you cannot put it to human language. The bedings of the spirit, mutterings that cannot be uttered. Now begin to declare the blessings of God upon your family. I see the rain. Prophesy good. Prophesy peace on the land. Prophesy right now. Allow the Holy Ghost to give you a language for that moment. Mutterings that cannot be uttered. For he that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of the Spirit. For he maketh intercession according to the will of God. And so we exalt thy holy name, thou that dwellest in the midst of the cherubims. We give you praise and glory. We ask that you look upon our state, upon our land with mercy. Preserve our people. Protect our men. Protect our women. Bring your covering upon our children in the name of Jesus. We invoke your power against our enemies that lock in our borders. And we ask, oh God, that you stand for us. That you might arise, that your enemies might be scattered. Stretch forth your hand and heal our waters. Heal our waters. Take ungodliness from us. Let righteousness spring from our land. That you might behold and be pleased from on high. And so we bless every family here present. We proclaim your name, your kingdom, your power and your glory. That, Lord, you will take possession of every family. And that your hand will be made manifest. That your cup, the devil, will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim by the Lord fruitfulness, increase and prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Something is about to happen. God is about to open his storehouse. Oh my God, oh my God. He's about to release his bounty over us. Lord, we welcome your spirit. We welcome your glory into this land. We welcome your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We are close on earth, but the service did not end in heaven. So while you go home, you do well to sing songs from the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you, and may he grant you peace in Jesus' mighty name. See you on Friday. God bless you.